Hebrew Bible class, session 7, the inspiration of Scripture. This class session seemed a little more scattered than most, so my notes are likewise. But we started off talking about all scriptures God-breathed, from 2 Timothy 3:16. God-breathed or God-spirited, because the breath is the word for spirit there. And so we talked about what different views are on what that means. So one extreme view on one side of it is that these are kind of golden tablets handed down from heaven. They bypassed human involvement, or maybe the authors were under a trance when they wrote it. They were unaware of what they were doing when they were writing it down. And that's oftentimes what kind of comes across, at least when it's being taught, that the inspiration of Scripture means that the author had very little to do with it except obedience, and they were just a vessel that the writing went through. And then the other sides, when you look at like the Dead Sea Scrolls, you can see some of the process and the context, and how the story of the creation and editing of the Scriptures happened. Just little bits and pieces of it. And so, from that view, it's that it was inspired in that God, in His Spirit, moved it along and in the right direction through a deeply technical, difficult writing and editing process. We talked about this with books in the past, of like books, you don't just write a book. You write a draft, and you write versions, and you... especially if you're writing it from existing content, from existing, you know, speeches or talks, or sermons or what have you, that it takes time to tie them together, to smooth off the edges, to make sure that you're saying the points that you mean to say. So, So then we talked about how this idea kind of comes from our view of the spiritual world and the physical world, and how they interact. In a lot of modern Western culture, I tend to believe that the divine, heavenly, spiritual world is separate from the human, earthly, physical world. To the point even further that, like, some of the Greek philosophers believe that the world was wound up like a clock and just kind of sent on its way, and every once in a while, there is supernatural intervention to kind of get things back on track, but for the most part, it's just running on its own. But that's not apparently what the scriptures seem to say. People are the image of God. There's an overlap between the spiritual world and the heavenly realm. Going through my notes here. So then we talked, we shifted to that point. We talked about the difference between meaning and significance. So meaning being what the author intended when they wrote it, what they wanted us to get out of it. And that part is very tied to the history and the context of the author when they wrote it right then. And then there's significance, which is what lives on afterwards. Into the rest of history, not just this, you know, personal significance of what does it mean to me, but what does it mean to culture? What does it mean to society? What does it mean as a mark in history over time? But then also, what does it mean to how I act and interact in the world? And the Holy Spirit inspiring Scripture is in all of those pieces, helping to inspire the meaning of the original message, but then also the significance and how that illuminates different things within that meaning at different points in time in the future, with the significance being how I interact with it in my life and how we as a society interact with it. I always want to put that in there because we're so much a me and my personal everything in modern American culture, that we forget that this was written in a we-centered culture of caring for people in your culture, caring about the wellness of your nation as much, if not more, than yourself. We've become a very, very selfish nation, individually focused. And so talking about how the Spirit of God inspires. So the last question that they asked was about how does your understanding of the spiritual, physical world, how does that influence how you view the inspiration of Scripture? And I started thinking about it, and I didn't really grow up with two very separate realms. I definitely grew up with an overlap understanding, but it was I don't know, if you've read Frank Peretti's This Present Darkness or Piercing the Darkness, he's got this fictional world of spiritual beings that are interacting and can see the humans. Every once in a while, the humans can see or sense the spiritual world, but they're very, very overlapped. And so I think based on that, I just kind of assumed that inspired by the Spirit was kind of like either an angel or God himself was kind of whispering in the ear of an author as they wrote, and the author would listen and revise right then as they were listening and trying to be open. But it was very much just a pass-through. But as I'm reading through some of these examples, especially, I just went through Exodus, and you get somebody who is filled with the Spirit, like Bezalel and Oholiab, and they were not, they didn't just show up one day and God decided to use them, and so then they, emptied their mind and God worked through them. No. These are people who were the best in their entire nation and submissive to the will of God. And so they used the skills that God had gifted them with. They'd been working on, and in that cooperation, in that togetherness, they built something incredible. And I think that partnership is what the inspiration of Scripture looks like, or closer to it. It's a partnership. God, through His Spirit, working with people to communicate, to tell His story, not just to the people then, but to be able to write it with them in such a way that it would have impact for thousands of years. And that's why I want to partner with this God, Yahweh, the one who cares for us, who loves us, who has this story arc across history of moving constantly toward humans, despite our rebellion and rejection of Him.